here. First off, Coach, how you doing? Good to have you aboard today.
Yeah, we've had a good here in Canton, Ohio. I had a great time seeing all the guys.
I drove back through Pittsburgh yesterday myself, Raymond, so I'm with you. I fared the traffic, but what an amazing weekend. Before we get to Artie to talk about the 122 of you, what does that feel like to be on that bus over there, riding over there with many of those guys younger than you, but certainly they've blazed the trail to make the NFL even bigger and greater than it was in the 50s when you played here?
Well, it's so many memories come back. You see your players that you played with, you played against over a long period of years. And then, of course, I coached in the National Football League 25 years, so I'm seeing guys that we played against and competed against. It's just a memory experience, the like of which I have never had.
Can you imagine missing it at any point? I know you just turned 80, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, I some people were missing on the stage, and I don't know, you know, what the politics of it all, you know, all that stuff, but I couldn't help but think of Artie, and I knew how sick Artie was. I had been informed for 2 weeks, and, you know, we didn't go public here at WNST with any of the information out of respect to Dottie and the family, and then he passed last night, and, you know, I couldn't help but sit there and think Artie's one of the ones I saw Lenny, I saw you, you know, obviously John Ogden, such a huge thing for Baltimore this weekend. But I couldn't help but think of Art on Saturday night as the sun set behind that dace in Canton.
Well, I think all of us should be very, very thankful that we've had him this long, because the man was, you know, a very special blessing in the lives of anybody that knew him, anybody whose lives that he touched. And, you know, we just had him for a long time, so we ought to be thankful.
So for the years you played with Art, do you have any recollection of the first time you met him, what you thought of him, what you made of him as a young man? Because, I mean, we're going back 50, 60 years now. Many people in our audience knew of Art as the guy who did funny stuff on television, who became a guy who drank Schlitz and ate hot dogs and sort of embodied the old school football player. But you knew the real man, and you guys went at it trying to win championships, and you achieved your goals. And as Bill Parcells said from the Dace the other night, it changes lives when you win championships together, and that bond is never broken.
Well, you got to remember that I was out of Texas, he was out of the Bronx, so we had to have a translator there for a couple of years.
Who was that? Did Unitas try to translate or something?
He couldn't understand me, and I couldn't understand him, and we had a great time. He was a born comedian, and you know what he brought to the Baltimore Colts was a whole lot more than being the greatest defensive tackle in the game. Atmosphere with the Colts, I think, started with Artie Donovan. He was a catalyst for the tremendous team spirit that we had, and it was one of our greatest assets.
For you, with the memories and all that, we talk so much about the comedy, and I've only seen the grainy black and white footage and, you know, the 58 championship game, the greatest game ever played. But, and you see the highlights of him, you know, stiff-arming somebody or tackling somebody and the buzz cut and all that. But to have played with him, talk about the kind of football player he was, because I think in some cases it gets lost. Not just with the Hall of Fame and the yellow jacket, but just most people's memories that are my age, I'll be pushing 45, with Artie Irvin being funny on a television set as a jokester, but not as a football player. I think we lose sight of the fact of how great he was.
Well, I can tell you a lot of people that hadn't forgot it. There's a whole lot of centers and right guards you had to play against him because, you know, the physical strength that he brought to the game was, I don't think anybody matched it at the time. He was immovable, but then he had this great quickness to where he could wrestle people, throw them out of the way, and get to the quarterback. He was a very unique physical combination of size, strength, speed, quickness, and, you know, great competitive spirit.
So for you with the comedy part of this, was he always funny like that? I mean, from the very beginning, was it good nature? Because you see him as such, I think of him at 25, he must have been one hell of a brute coming out of the war and all the stuff that he did. You know, he must have been a guy nobody wanted to mess with in 1955, right?
Well, I'm sure that that's true. And as I've told him many times, I came there as a rookie in 55. I pulled him aside and told him to start being funny. So from that point on, he was just a funny guy.
But was he a jokester early on, like practical jokes or just fun? Because I don't know what stories he must have had in 55. I just know by the time he hit radio in the 70s and 80s here, he had about 10,000 stories in his little Rolodex. He'd just pull them out and tell stories all day.
Oh, well, if he didn't have a story, he'd make up one in about a few seconds. It wasn't any problem for an Irishman.
Well, this weekend out in Canton, to see the Baltimore love and the tradition, look, we all know that, you know, Ursay moved the team. We all know what happened out in Indianapolis. We know about us fighting to get a team back. You went off to New England and tried to win championships there as a coach. But to see the whole thing come full circle 50, 60 years later, that not only does Baltimore have a team, we're the reigning world champs, the standing champs, and John Ogden goes into the Hall of Fame and all these Baltimore people come out. You must have gotten a little extra special love this weekend just with so many Baltimoreans out in Canton.
Well, it was a reminder, you know, the Baltimore fans, and I'll remind them of this, you know, to have two organizations with the great leadership at the top, and that's where it all starts. And the ownership who does all the right moves as far as hiring the coaches and getting the players, Baltimore is off the board with how fortunate they've been with quality football and championship teams. And we ought to, as Baltimoreans, we ought to all be very happy about that.
How will you personally remember Art Donovan? When someone says Art Donovan to you, what would you say about Art Donovan?
I just think he's one of the greatest people, you know, that I've ever been around. He's one of the most influential people in that, you know, what he brought to a group, what he brought to an individual, what he brought to a crowd was just a very positive, uplifting experience. When you were in his presence for any length of time, you went away, you were much, much benefited by the experience.
Mr. Barry, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time to give us a call. Good health to you. It was great seeing you in Canton this weekend up on the stage with all the other legends. And my dad loved you, man. Let me just tell you that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank
everybody
you.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Well, you just did. Appreciate you. Raymond Barry, the great Raymond Barry. Joining us here on WNST. I'm Nestor. It's 10:22 a.m. For those of you tuning in expecting to hear anything but me, or for those of you out on our Facebook or Twitter social media communities that I just threw an APB out, 481-1570 is the way to get in. I want to tell some Art Donovan stories. I want to get your memories. I want to get some phone calls. I have no producer because Luke is about to walk out the door, and I just called an audible. I just said, I want to come in and tell Art Donovan stories. So I'm going to tell Art Donovan stories. I'm going to pray that you tell some Art Donovan stories. And I guess we'll maybe chase some other people and tell some more Art Donovan stories. The Orioles do not play today. The Mariners